minutes after the second and final hour of the program. Welcome back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Excited for our next guest, Colorado State Rams head basketball coach, Coach Nico Medved. Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on the program. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Brady, appreciate you having me on, man.
Hey, congrats on I don't know if you guys know this, Coach, but you're on pace to win them all right now. So, I mean, 2-0, great start to the season. That Northern Arizona game, I think I could physically see you guys shaking the rust off in that second half.
Yeah, we played really well in the second half, and it took us all the other three halves to get there. But boy, some shots started to fall, and it kind of snowballed, and our guys played with great energy. And I think more than anything, I felt so good for our players. I really saw joy in them and celebrating each other's success and guys coming in and playing well, and to have that feeling, you know, after the game of guys really feeling good about themselves and celebrating a win it's been a long time, you know, coming. And I felt really good about that. So no, it was a good win. And I guess you bring up a good point, right? You can't win them all if you don't win the first one, right?
I think you're exactly right. Well, I wanted to pull this email up, Coach, because I got Friday, November 20th was when everything was announced that Colorado State would be paused. The program would be paused. The basketball program would be paused. So November 20th, you and I talked a little bit last week about what that was like. My goodness. What was it like to finally just get back out on the floor on Saturday against CSU Pueblo for you personally, for the team personally? Was it kind of emotional? Because, I mean, this is what these kids, they live to play basketball. You live to coach basketball. To finally get back out on the floor had to be kind of magical for you.
It was. And like you said, you know, that email goes out on the 20th. And then the last time we had practice had been the 17th. We were taking a couple of days off, and we knew that we were, you know, potentially going to be dealing with a shutdown there. And yeah, then when it all happened, you don't know how long it's going to take, what that process is like. And and then that week, you know, that December nights, we practiced up and down for the first time for a few days, and you're getting ready to actually go play a game. And you know, anybody knows anything about the protocols, you know, you're dealing with multiple tests during the week. We were literally the night before the game, you know, you're waiting for that final word where everybody's tests, you know, come back negative, your opponent's does, and we get that word about 8 p.m., like, hey, the game, we're playing. You know, we're actually playing tomorrow afternoon, and that was a really cool feeling. And I think it hit you, too, about 15 minutes before tip-off when you're kind of standing there in the arena and you're looking around and you're like, man, we're actually going to do this. And there was actually more jitters than you think, just some anxiousness, some nerves, from some guys, but it felt really, really good to get out there and to play, albeit the circumstances are really bizarre, I can't lie, playing in these arenas without fans and the way that we're doing it. But man, once the game started, I think it felt really, really good.
I know media is allowed, and I'm going to try to get there, Coach, soon. I think they should change the rule and allow media to cheer. Is that they should allow that way? You can have some clapping in the background.
You can do whatever you want. I know. I think it was Randy McCall or something official the other night that came up to me and he said, "Well, you know, coach, whatever." Maybe it was Dave Hall was kind of complaining because a couple of our coaches were up or whatever, you know, in that bank, and came back. And I said, "Randy, there's nobody in here, man. Like, I mean, we need somebody in here saying something. Relax, buddy. Like, all the stuff we got going on, like, I want all these guys standing up and cheering. There's nobody in here." And he kind of laughed, and he's like, "That's a good point. So, media, if you want to cheer too, go ahead."
I know. Every game I go to, you know, they always make the announcement, "Hey, don't cheer, whatever, be neutral." But, I mean, you got to make some changes, because I'll be loud for you, Coach. I'll start screaming a little bit.
I appreciate it.
What is that process like for your team when you're stalled out, when you're paused, or whatever you want to call it? What are they doing for workouts? How are they keeping physically good? I mean, what are we talking here? Are we doing push-ups in our rooms? What does that look like, Coach?
Well, they're really, you know, they're not allowed to do anything. And I think there's also a difference between somebody who's maybe, you know, recovering from having COVID-19 as opposed to somebody who is just quarantined that way. And obviously there are certain health protocols and things that you need to follow, but yeah, essentially when you're quarantined or you're recovering from COVID-19, you're really not doing anything. I mean, if a guy wants to do some jumping jacks, you know, or whatever, a push-ups. I mean, he can do that. But no, I mean, you're riding it out. You know, that's kind of what's going on, and that's a tough thing, you know, for people. But they're young, they're resilient, and you know, once they have the opportunity to get back on the court, you know, you work them back into shape, and that's a process. You don't just flip a light switch and you know get back to where you were, you know, a month ago. But the guys are really eager, and I think they worked really, really hard. And yeah, we're not where we need to be, but I think we're really making progress in the right direction.
We're talking to CSU head coach Nico Medved. They got a big one coming up on Saturday against St. Mary's. I'm pumped for that basketball game. But, Coach, going back to the last couple of games, you know, you beat CSU Pueblo 89-77. You ran away in that second half against Northern Arizona 91-52. When would you feel comfortable saying, yeah, we feel like we're kind of back to game shape? Because I had an old basketball coach in high school that said, if you miss 2 days of practice, it's like you missed 2 weeks. Almost. When do you feel like you're back to where you need to be, or is that not possible this season?
Well, I don't know if it's not possible. I think it's possible, assuming you get, you know, a long stretch of being able to play and practice. But Brady, I'd be lying to you. I don't know. I've never been through this before.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that anybody has. I think these are kind of uncharted, you know, waters. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm, you know, concerned so much about. I mean, obviously you're concerned, but you just do the best you can. You know, you take your team on a daily basis. You kind of have a feel for who they are, kind of what we need. And, you know, we definitely don't focus on that. We just focus on trying to get better every day. I'm probably mindful a little bit of, all right, how long are we practicing? Kind of what are we doing? Do we just need more up and down live reps? I mean, you know, something. I think some of the things that you go through in practice and you play some of the tougher, you know, accountability things that you need to do to really build up your stamina and your toughness, I think those things, you know, you're not able to do for a long period of time. You're just simply then, as you get back, trying to get yourself back to where you can play. And I think those are the things that you'll figure out as you start playing games and you start to compete against people. It's like for us against CSU Pueblo, we were down 2 at the half, and I went into our locker room and I told our guys, I'd ask them, I said, this is perfect for us. This is exactly what we need. You know, we need to be in a game where it's a little bit closer here and we need to compete. And I think that's the only way you turn the corner. But, you know, when that is, I don't know, but I'm not worried about it. If we can keep playing here and, you know, God willing, keep showing up and stay healthy and getting opportunities to play games, slowly but surely we'll get back to where we need to get to.
Coach, obviously you have the basketball side of things that takes up all of your time. Now you have the COVID-19 situation you have to try to work through with your players. How about the mental aspect of this too? I mean, this is what these kids do. They play the reason they're at the level they're playing is because they live basketball. And then when you're told for several weeks, no, you can't do it, and you're on scholarship, you've worked so hard for this. Mentally, have you seen that? Is it taking a toll, or did it take a toll at some point on some of your guys?
I think, Brady, the reality is this takes a toll on everybody. You know, all of us. I mean, this is difficult, right? And everybody in some form or fashion is dealing with, you know, something in their life or a change or, you know, frustration or, you know, things obviously changing at the last second. It's not the same, you know, whether it's not playing basketball, not seeing your friends, not being able to see your family, you know, people dealing with, you know, the economic realities, people dealing with serious complications, and that's not even death with COVID-19. And so this has been difficult. And I think we have to be mindful of that. And you're always doing that as a coach, but I think more than ever, it's just, you know, how are you doing, man? You know, and some of this other stuff can take a backseat. Thank God, you know, we get an opportunity to play. I think that's something obviously these guys love. And for those 2 hours out there, and like you said, really in that second half on Monday, there was kind of that joy that these guys get to feel from doing what they love and doing it together. That was really cool, you know, and just letting them take the opportunity to soak that up. But the mental thing is real, and I think you've got to be really, really mindful of that and, you know, keep things into perspective, you know, of what we've got going on right now. And we want to win every game we can. We want to be the best team we can be. But that's not more important than people.
joining us, CSU men's head basketball coach Nico Medved. Coach, can we look a little bit? Last week was an interesting week, right, with the reschedule. You guys ended up, we got the UNC-CSU games rescheduled. It's good to go. But there were some question marks up in the air there for a while.
Yeah, I was really coming down to the wire whether we really believed or thought we could even play on December 12th as we were dealing with, you know, some of the protocols and guys coming back from COVID. And, you know, a lot of those decisions, and rightfully so, are out of your hands. And, you know, as it started, we just didn't feel comfortable that we knew we'd be ready to play that game. And, yeah, the way things kind of worked out, I think it worked out well for everybody. And, you know, Northern Colorado, we have a date, you know, scheduled to play later here this winter. And I know we're looking forward to that, and they are too. And, you know, who knows, Brady, that game still could end up happening earlier. You know, as things change, and, you know, we're in constant communication, you know, with them. In fact, I talked to them today. You know, we're throwing around some potential scenarios. If this date happens or this game gets changed, you know, could we throw a game together quickly? And so I think those things will happen, but we'll get an opportunity to play those guys at some point. And, but it is, and you ask me now, I mean, we're going to play Saturday against St. Mary's. At least that's the schedule. We're still, I thought we had something lined up to play on the 22nd. You know, that changed this morning. And it's just going to be a crazy year that way.
I can't imagine. I mean, I'm struggling. I was joking around earlier saying, man, I could probably put together an hour show a daily just on scheduling, rescheduling, and things like that. I can't imagine for you the mindset. I mean, I'm looking at your schedule right now. I'm just seeing postpone. I mean, all the work that goes into games, you know, scouting reports and practice and what you're doing specifically for this team. And then you may get told the night before you don't have that game, you're going to have this game instead, if you even have one. Boy, that right there, that's got to be a challenge.
Well, think about this. I mean, we're in finals right now. We're going to practice tomorrow. We're going to get a plane late tomorrow night to go to California. And we're scheduled to play Saturday at St. Mary's. We don't have a return flight yet. Like, we're not 100% sure from there. We told our guys we're going to pack to be on the road for 5 days, because maybe we have to go from there someplace else. Maybe we come back here, a chance we play a game, you know, at home, a neutral court opportunity, you know, potentially in a place like Las Vegas. But we're literally going to get on a plane, and we don't 100% sure know when we're coming back.
Wow. I don't know how. I think I've said it on this program. Coaches are now being judged not just by the X's and O's and how they handle on-court practice players, all that, but how you handle scheduling, how you handle COVID, stuff that, you know, wasn't on your resume before you took the job, Coach. Now it's there, though, so you'll have it. You'll always have it.
No, you'll always have it. And as crazy as this sounds, and I don't know that there'll be some real growth opportunities and things we'll learn about ourselves, and you know, will hopefully help us be better here in the long run. But it is crazy, but we'll roll with it, and we're fine. And I think these guys are excited about, at least said, having an opportunity to be together and play. And I know they're happy to get on that plane, I think, tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to this one, Coach. It will be certainly a test. St. Mary's, a great basketball team. So, and, of course, Colorado State, though. I mean, most people looking around this conference have you guys in that top portion. So this should be a really fun one. And stat-wise, I mean, again, it just looks, your studs, you know, they're picking up right where they left off. Isaiah Stevens with a monster night against Northern Arizona. David Roddy's been putting together great games. So, you know, it might feel like shaking the rust off, so to speak, but it's a nice process when you can get wins in the meantime.
I think so, and I'm really looking forward to this game on Saturday. St. Mary's is absolutely, you know, they're a terrific program. They've got a great culture. They're, you know, they go to NCAA tournaments. They win, you know, I think, what did they win, 27 last year. This will be a quad one, you know, game for us, opportunity on the road, which is great. And I think it's great that they'll come back then to Moby next year. So I think it's a great series for our program. I think it's a great series for both programs, frankly, and one that we're excited about. So, yeah, it's going to be a real step up here in competition. But that's what we want, and I'm really looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, I can't wait, Coach. Crazy schedule. I'm going to keep refreshing CSURams.com because something happens. It always seems like, as far as the schedules go.
Brady, you might know before me.
I'll be sure to give you a call, Coach. Don't worry. I won't leave you out there in the dark. Hey, we appreciate your time as always. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year, all that. And we'll look to catch up with you very soon.
Thanks, Brady. Same to you.
All right, my friend. That's CSU men's basketball coach Nico Medved. Great guy. Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. You look at the scheduling, and Coach just said right there, talk to UNC today about if we don't have this or this or this. So the Bears and the Rams are scheduled to play February 16th, but I mean, that could happen before, I would imagine. Crazy schedule, crazy times for Colorado State, no question about it. 20 minutes after the hour, I do want to tell you guys about an awesome giveaway going on over at Manweiler Appliance. They're playing Santa this year. They're giving away a Broiler King gas grill valued at nearly $500. Head down to Manweiler Appliance in downtown Windsor. Register to win that free grill. Browse their beautiful showroom at 414 Main Street. That's Manweiler Appliance. Sign up. Local odds, folks. No purchase necessary. Get in the mix. All right, 21 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party. Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.